Today is December 8th, 2023, and it is called the Feast of the Immaculate Conception and similar. Wow! Okay, no, it's not about the birth of Jesus, which many assume. No, no. This day is about the birth of Mary, which no scripture records, yet somehow the Catholic Church claims to retain her birthday, even though they lost the birth of Messiah, even though it is directly and indisputably recorded in scripture. We cover that in When Was Jesus Born? Three videos which lay out the day, the month, and the year. It can be known. It is known. What is this, though? And why is it being celebrated? It turns out they claim Mary was also born of a virgin. Wow. Now, wait till you find out the origin of this celebration. And we're just going to go right there because this is so important for everyone out there to understand. Every priest should know this, and they either don't or they ignore it, and in either case, it's illiterate. Yes, we respect, we love, and we appreciate Mary, the mother of Yahushua, Jesus, and all that she represents in Scripture, but not beyond it. We do not propagate anything about her that comes from, especially, the occult. And wait till you see this. For the claim on this day of Mary's birth is that actually it was Mary who knew no sin. Gee, I've read that scripture, but it doesn't say Mary does it. No, that is Jesus, Yahushua. We haven't found that otherwise, not even in allusion in any scripture anywhere. So where does it come from? Well, watch how the Catholic Church struggles finding any scripture to support those doctrines. And you'll see that. Look it up. Go look at the National Catholic Register, who cannot quote a single scripture talking about this day. They can only quote the Catechism, which is not quoting scripture either. That's pretty pathetic. But before that, let's go right to it. Who was born on December 8th? I mean, what is this day about? What was it in worship in ancient Rome, in Mary's time, and even before Mary? Because it's not about Mary. It never was. And you'll find out this will explain it all. Here we go. Let's go to academia.edu. Link is on screen. You can read this for yourself. Look it up. Go ahead and bring it up. Roman history already has a goddess worship day on December 8th, before Mary was ever born. Oops! Before Mary was born, this was celebrated. This is an article from an accomplished occultist, indeed. He's not a priest or a pastor, no, he is an expert on the occult or paganism, if you will. When you go back to Rome, long before there was a Catholic Church, December 8th was a day of worship. Worship of the ancient goddess, Gaia. Ouch. You can try to call that Mary's Day all you want, which the Bible never says so, and has no such feast. Oh no, the occult does, and that is what this day is. Yahuwah God rejects this celebration in every way. It is not his worship, and Mary was no goddess. That's disgusting, and that is disrespecting her. Also, notice on this occult pagan satanic calendar of worship, you have essentially a month of occult worship events here in December. How about that? Do you know the Bible has none? How about that? The Bible has seven feasts. None are in December or anywhere near it. Ouch. Now, that's the same in Babylon, Assyria, and Persia, who have their Festival of Lights and other such, especially the Day of the Sun, God, in their lore. That's their worship. That's occult worship. It's pagan worship. It is not Bible ever. Now, you can see Saturnalia, which includes, well, we've covered this and watch our video on that, orgies, drunkenness, and lots of evil by right in worship, even legally in some religions, which the Catholic Church originally did the same. They even followed that. Saturn is most likely, most certainly equated to Satan, really. Not because the names are similar, but because of the role. Regardless, though, he was at least a fallen angel and not to be worshipped, and certainly not his December holiday. Now, it was on the last day of Saturnalia that was for, oh, wait a minute, what season are we in? For gift giving. Oh, how nice. But understand, that is one of the attributes of the false god Zeus, gift giving. That's one of the things he's known for, hospitality. And what was December 25th in occult Rome? Here it is in the same article. Why, it's the birthday of the unconquered sun. Who's that? It's the sun god named Mithra. Apollo is another name for him, and etc. Also known as Brumalia in the Roman pantheon. Now, that is the enemy of our Savior. Why would we ever celebrate Mary's birth on this day of December 8th, on the day of the ancient goddess Gaia, nor Jesus Yahusha's birth on the birthday of Mithra, the sun god? Essentially, you've heard her called Mother Earth, Gaia. Why? Well, she was known as a, breeder of Nephilim giants, titans. She did so through, having sex, procreating with fallen angels. But because it was with a fallen angel, which is a god in the Roman and Greek and so on pantheon, not in the Bible, of course, understand that. Angels have no ability to impregnate without consummation, just like man. They'd have to be in the form of a man, and they can do what a man can do. However, what they did was redefine that union as not human sexuality. See, that's what they do. Illiterate. It's the dumbest paradigm ever. Therefore, the woman, even though she was not, would be called a virgin still, because didn't actually technically qualify as losing her virginity. Well, that is stupid. Mary was a virgin. Her conception of Messiah was real. No other supposed god, which is really a fallen angel or Nephilim, is capable of doing so. Only Yahuwah God can. She was conceived through the Holy Spirit, the word says, not even through the angel Gabriel. He visited her, he brought the message, and she conceived at that time. This goddess Gaia birthed titans, mega giants, such as the titan Cronus, and others, even Cyclops and Typhoon. Now, Gaia is known as a fertility goddess, just as Isis, Ishtar, etc. Mary is not a goddess, certainly not of fertility, especially. And that's what this is. She's not the queen of heaven, because heaven has no queen. Read Revelation. Come on, Catholics, read the Bible. Revelation says there's no queen in heaven. Therefore, you don't call Mary something the Bible doesn't, period. Now, such doctrine cannot exist in the Bible paradigm, only in Satanism and called Catholicism today. And get this, Gaia is often shown as being present at the birth of Zeus. What? Sounds very familiar to Mary and the birth of Jesus, Yahusha, except that is a lie. And there are no similarities whatsoever. The occult is the occult. Infusing it into the Bible is satanic every time, whether done by a pope or even a Protestant leader or theologian. We can see through this, and we can learn. Watch our series, Is Christmas in the Bible? We dare you to research this and find out for yourself, because you, my friends, are being lied to. We'll leave you with that. Check out our channel on YouTube, The God Culture, and all links in the description box. And always remember, prove all things for yourself. Yah bless to everyone.